Okay. Welcome to this impromptu meditation for connection with the surroundings, connecting with your inner self. To tether to what matters and what's real, so that you feel safe to let go of what is not. So take a moment to just get into a comfortable position. It could be seated, it could be lying down, it could be standing, it could be sitting cross-legged on the ground, it could be sitting in your most comfortable chair. Are on your bed, does not matter. Whatever position allows you to feel utterly relaxed and open. Embrace your ambient environment. Maybe you notice the background noises, maybe you don't. There's always going to be background noise in life. Some people choose to be aggravated by it. Others choose to be enveloped by it, embrace it, to navigate it peacefully and even blissfully. So today, let's just integrate with whatever our current environment is and choose to find that peaceful connection in spite of anything going on around us. With that in mind, let's go ahead and take a few deep breaths in through the nose, breathing us deep down into the abdomen and then even lower regions if you're able to breathe that deep. Exhale through the nose. Experiment exhaling through the mouth as well. Just firing up all these individual parts of your body, your respiratory system, your digestive system, all these little processes that are going on, keeping you safe and keeping you alive and keeping you thriving while the mind focuses on other things. It is our hope during this meditation that we may quiet that mind and just be grateful for all these processes that happen with or without our active attention to keep us going, to keep us thriving, to keep us living, to keep us jiving. So keep breathing in through that nose. As deeply as feels comfortable, holding that exhale, holding that inhale for as long as feel comfortable, just allowing your body to fully and completely relax, to unwind, to de-stress, and to untangle all the miscellaneous thoughts, all the unconscious clenching. If there's anything that needs to be addressed, it can be addressed later. Allow your mind right now to join your body in unison and allow them to harmonize into complete relaxation. Continue to notice your breath in, out, in and down. Notice that great expansion when breathing in and down, as deep all the way down to the base of the spine, to the first chakra, to the pelvic floor muscles. Just allow everything from chakra to tendon to bone to muscle to joint all just unravel and loosen. Lower back, lumbar spine, thoracic spine. Our spine and our core do so much heavy lifting for us. They support us constantly. So just take a moment to be grateful for our anatomy, both energetic and physical, that help keep us grounded and aligned. And as one. As you continue to breathe, go ahead and now notice your lower body. Your hips. Try to breathe even deeper than your pelvic floor. Try to breathe into now your thighs. Then your kneecaps. Lower and lower. Knees, calves, shins, ankles, soles of your feet that carry you around all day, all week, all year. Be grateful for whatever mobility you happen to have left in your feet, in your legs, in your ankles, in your hips. And on the bottom of the feet, notice right on the soles. Notice where those feet chakra are. They're pretty much the palms of our feet. And allow them to open up and clear as you continue to breathe deep and breathe down. And allow any of that tension from your lower body, from your abdomen all the way down through your hips, lower back, thighs, knees, calves, ankles, to just flow down through those feet chakras, down into the earth. And allow yourself to feel the weight of that excess energy, the weight of that tension. Just leave. Just descend down through your body to collect as a puddle on the ground beneath your feet and drain slowly and steadily into the moist, fertile soil of the earth, where it can be cleansed and filtered and recycled into the vast energy reservoir of our earth, where everything is connected, where nature lives in tandem, as we are part of that living nature and that living ecosystem. Just continue to breathe and let things flow down and drain out the feet and into the earth. Notice the sensation you're feeling in your feet chakras. Maybe experiment spinning them like a washing machine, like a pinwheel in the wind. See if that helps clear more energy, move more energy, squeegee more energy from your energetic channels down your legs that connect into your spine, into your first chakra, where your root chakra can help to clear things through the connected feet chakras. As you feel that go down and drain out, start to notice if you're feeling a little bit more of a heavy sensation, more of a grounded, relaxed sensation, and less of a tense, taut, tight, flighty sensation. Whatever you're experiencing right now is absolutely fine, but by bringing your awareness to it, you begin to develop your energetic awareness and your energetic abilities and how they relate to your own body, your own relaxation, your own connection. Be grateful for that connection right now, and just sit and breathe and connect as you bring attention to that awareness and you develop that connection between body and earth, and between earth and environment. As you continue to loop that inhale down, squeegeeing out that energy out the bottom of the feet to the earth, start to bring awareness to the exhale that comes in tandem with that inhale. It comes one right after the other, I should say. Like a beautiful, majestic dolphin or whale, during your gentle but sustained exhale, as the inhale brings the energy down through the tension of the abdomen, lower body, feet, let the exhale bring energy up through the throat, through the center of the head, out the crown chakra at the top, like our wonderful natal blowhole. And let it fountain out like a beautiful fountain geyser. And have that water shimmer down and cleanse our aura that surrounds us, connected in. So as our feet ground us to the planet through our root chakra, our aura pulled arm's distance around our entire body, arm's length above, to the side, around, front, behind, and below. Continue to have that exhale, shoot that water, shoot that energy like a water geyser up and then fountain down, cleansing anything in the aura that's foreign, anything in the aura that doesn't belong to you, that you've picked up throughout your day, that you've picked up throughout your week, or even throughout your lifetime. Just allow that. Allow it to cleanse. Don't force anything. Don't push anything. Don't power wash or blast anything. Just allow it to trickle as many times as you need over your aura as you continue your inhale loop down and grounded and relaxed. Your exhale loop versus the other energy up throughout the head. Upwards and then outwards in a circular direction, covering each facet of your aura, front, behind, around, and draining back down into that puddle at your feet that also goes back down to the earth. As you continue that loop, go ahead and notice your hands. And go ahead and rest them on your legs or at your side, depending on what position you're in. If you're sitting up, you can go ahead and rest them on your thighs, palms up. And as you do the exhale, and some of that energy is going right up your spine, right up your chakra attachments for the upper chakras, where the heaviness and the settledness and the relaxation is going to the lower chakra and down to the feet. Let some of that upper chakra energy, as two-thirds of it goes up and out the head, let the other third, or a sixth each, go down each arm, right? We're at the fifth chakra at the throat, most of it keeps going up. Let some of it go down the left arm, through the left shoulder, elbow, forearm, and straight up, fountaining out of your left palm chakra, as the same thing happens simultaneously through your right shoulder, right elbow, right palm of your hand, in a fountain as well. So now as you're creating this loop, the lower body relaxing and pushing down, grounding, funneling to the earth, relaxing. As the exhale, the upper chakras are cleansed, fountain out like a geyser, like a whale or a dolphin. Going out at the same time with your head as it is going out in smaller fountains out of your hands. Let that energy still shoot up and then collect down. As if you're collecting your own rainwater to cleanse your own energy being, your own self. You cleanse yourself with yourself and allow anything that wasn't you to trickle out and to be returned to the earth, to that massive reservoir of collective energy, so that those whose energy it was may find it again and may come and collect it, and that you may be cleansed and bathe in your own unique, wonderful, special energy that is you. Because we all feel the best when we're running and filled with our own energy. Even other people's positive intentions and positive energies and positive wishes for us, they aren't us. And they can be a very kind sentiment. And they're wonderful to be noticed and experienced, but they aren't wonderful to be hanging out in our space. Because the more energy that we hold that is not us, the less we feel like ourselves, the more invalidated we feel, and the less connected we feel to our own soul and our own being, to who we are, to the earth and to the environment around us. So go ahead and keep that loop going. Breathing deeply as comfortably allows. Allowing that lower loop to continue, that upper loop to continue, fountaining out and then draining into that same puddle, cleansing ourselves. Cleansing. I love to use water imagery for this. It ties in so nicely with deep flow. Allow our own deep currents of our own soul, of our own being to flow over us, to flow deep, to keep us grounded and rooted like a tree. But then allow the water to flow over the roots and the moss and the branches and the leaves, cleansing it, keeping it clean. Now, as all that goes, go as long as is comfortable for you. You're welcome to pause this meditation and keep doing that as long as it feels good. Notice what you notice. Notice what you don't notice. Use it as an opportunity to just relax and turn the mind off. Or from there, you can start to use it to get clarity or to get answers, to get peace, to get some kind of insight into what your true self is feeling or experiencing. But when you're ready to continue, as this beautiful glistening tree of our own selves, rooted low and then cleansed from above, let's go ahead and refill our entire energy space with that beautiful solar flare of sunlight that dries us off and feel like sun drying from coming out of the ocean. Feel that wonderful golden warmth that is entirely us, entirely us at our very core. Your unique golden energy. Your highest creative essence. Your affinity for yourself. Your self-love. Whatever that warmth feels like to you, allow that sun to shine upon you in this moment. And to reignite, reinvigorate, and just absolutely help to glow every area of you that has been left bare from the cleansing process. Allow that sun to nourish you, to fill you up with who you are, and to reaffirm that for yourself. Because I assure you, you are beautiful as you are, who you are, and here you are. So know that you are special. Know that you are loved. Deep flow. And be free.